Reprobate mind, a mind that is disconnected from God and order. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, Romans 1:28. The most telling characteristic of a person with a reprobate mind is that they do not consider God in their knowledge or thinking. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Romans 1:29 through 32. From the above, we see that their disconnection from God results in all manner of sin. The extent of their depravity is that they enjoy the fact that others participate in those sins. The reality is that the decision to deny God leads inexorably to a reprobate mind. Disconnection from the knowledge of God has negative short-term, long-term, and eternal consequences. Hebrews 11:6 says that a person cannot come to God without believing that he is. Psalm 14:1 says that a person who denies God's existence is a fool. So God does not have to do anything to a person for them to have a reprobate mind. They do it to themselves. It is an act of their will. God respects their decision and gives them over to their desire.